This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, welcome to another edition.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Another hour, another joyous occasion to talk with the great folks of the Northern Plains on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag, and KLTC. As well as the apps available from our each and every station as well, the iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio family. A lot of ways for you to join this family of What's On Your Mind listeners to answer the question, what's on your mind? We've been talking about whether or not the Biden administration is intentionally trying to destroy American sources of energy in favor of foreign sources of energy so the industries go away and therefore the green agenda, the religion of climate action, can consume that space. Don't forget the President of the United States, Barack Obama, who actually said, 44th President of the United States, as a candidate for president, said that the goal of his administration was to bankrupt coal companies, have the price of electricity necessarily skyrocket to force us into green energy sources. He said that in his own words, laid out that agenda. Vote for me because we're going to bankrupt coal, electricity rates are necessarily going to skyrocket, and then these other sources will look better. That's what he said. There's an agenda, one of those rare occasions where they just say out loud what they're meaning. Who was his vice president, Kev? I forget. Barack Obama's vice president.
Starts with a J, ends with an N.
LJB?
FJB.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Brandon. I believe it was Brandon his name was. Anyway.
Clean up my acronym there a little bit. Yeah, let's go Brandon. Anyway, what is it? Is it just total incompetence or it is 100% intentional? Love your take on that today. Just talked to Jim the Flagpole guy, by the way, who is actually in Washington, D.C. as we speak, efforting meetings with North Dakota's congressional delegation and other members of Congress. He and a few others from the trucker convoy, and by the way, there's two of them. There was one that was in D.C. this weekend, and then there's another one that the North Dakota truckers are part of. They've not yet arrived in Washington, D.C. because they've been told by the Capitol Police, one, if you go on the Beltway, Beltway's like the 494 of the Twin Cities, kind of circles, you know, the Washington, D.C., so they call that the Beltway. Just outside the Beltway. Capitol Police members, according to Jim the Flagpole guy, reputable source, have told the truckers, if you go on the Beltway to make your way into Washington, D.C., we will pull you over. If you have any minor in the cab, we will take the children and give them to special, rather to social services. And if you happen to have pets, we'll take the pets and we'll have them euthanized. This is the Capitol Police. You can't make that up.
We're not making it up.
We're not making it up.
That's the sad thing about it all.
So Jim was in a rough spot cell-wise. We're going to try him just a little bit, get an update there. Rob Schmidt from Newsmax later this hour, too, on all the news that's happening. And Joe Biden's supposed to be speaking. I don't know if, Kevin, you can keep an eye on that. And finally succumb to saying we're going to ban Russian oil imports. I'd love to hear what he's going to say about how that will be replaced. And back to our conversation before the break. Somebody said, look, if Ron DeSantis was governor of North Dakota, right now the oil would be flowing. And I asked the caller for a solution. He said, build a pipeline. Much as I'd love to, you can't snap your finger and build a pipeline. But you can take oil from the ground immediately. And you can call on American oil companies to, okay, here's the deal. Every executive order, everything we did that slowed energy production, We're going to put a moratorium on it. Go. Drill. Be patriotic. And this is something, if I were Governor Burgum, I'd maybe do. I'd get every single oil company doing business in North Dakota on the phone, in a room, saying, what are you willing to do to replace this? You know, to advocate for it. I think that's a good idea. And the governor continues to advocate, as I mentioned, great op-ed in Breitbart. So he's shouting this in the mountaintops. What else could he do? You tell me. I've given you one example. Here's how you weigh in today, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Text us, 701-237-1590, or email us, scotth@flagfamily.com. Let's go to Dallax, North Dakota. Tim, am I saying that right?
Sure.
Well, beautiful. What's on your mind today?
Scott, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you for this nation and your patriotism. But Scott, I guess I have a concern when you mentioned that that our country has had its history to what's going on, and that we can fight these challenges. But I'm thinking, you know, in the past, and I'm a former history teacher. I taught history at Black Burlington for 35 years, and I can remember as a kid in school learning patriotic songs and memorizing patriotic poems and that, and how that instilled that, you know, self. And I'm thinking, even when I searched for textbooks as a teacher, finding a textbook that would, you know, build the United States as a great nation were difficult to find. So, you know, it's not that kids, when I taught kids, they're still thirsty and they want to know that this country is great, but I'm not sure that that's all that's going on in classrooms now. And when they set up the Department of Education in 77 under Jimmy Carter into the federal government and took over control with their monies that they send to schools and what's being taught, that struck me even when I first started teaching as a concern. And, you know, I'm afraid that our kids aren't taught. You know, I didn't hide the problems that are the issue. But when kids left my classroom, they left with the feeling that this is a great nation, and we learn from our mistakes. We don't tear them down, and we don't tear down our statues and that. And when you say that you think, you know, we've fought off these challenges before, but I think it's a different situation as far as, you know, what our schools are teaching our kids. So that was my comments.
So I don't doubt any of the agenda you're talking about is real and has in many ways infiltrated our schools. When do we say enough already? When do we say school boards in Burlington and Dallax ought to decide the curriculum taught? North Dakota ought to decide the curriculum is taught. And obviously the legislature, just this most recent special session, said CRT, no, not on our watch. Yeah. So I have no doubt what you're talking about is attempted every single day, but isn't it really incumbent upon teachers like you that are patriots and school boards and administrators to say, not here, not now?
Yeah, I agree. I agree, definitely. And the parents and the kids that I taught at Black Burlington, I mean, I had great support, you know. But I said, I've been out of teaching 10 years, and what I guess, like, what makes me very positive and optimistic is noticing the up to this. And that's great, because I think when I was teaching, that when you're growing up and I raise my kids, you can trust what schools are doing. But I think parents need to be much more aware now of what's going on in the schools. And so I am very optimistic with the movement that's going on in our country now. But in North Dakota, we do have a different situation. We have a very patriotic population, you know, but that doesn't always make a difference when the policies come down from the federal government. And teachers a lot of times are willing to push anything that comes down, and I was not.
Well, good for you. Good for you. And I also think you mentioned a very important piece of the ultimate accountability puzzle, Tim. Parents. How many parents are paying attention to what is in the textbook?
Yeah.
What is being taught? Are they having conversations with their kids about what is being taught? So they can be aware as well. Or are they more worried about, I don't know what, the new shiny object rather than what is going in. Garbage in, garbage out, right? Simple equation. More than ever, we have to be. We have to watch. We have to be. We have to be that. We have to be on the watch, especially with our kids.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I agree with you entirely. But I know one textbook I had. I had trouble finding any material that would, you know, show the Holocaust in the light that it was. Yet you could find all kinds of pages and pages out of relocation camps that we had for the Japanese. It was just things like that that just were a put down for our nation. And like I said, I didn't hide the things that were done to the Native Americans and that and things like that. But when the kids left my classroom, like I said, they felt that, Mr. Zeke, he thinks that this is a great nation. And that kid.
No, we lost you there for a moment, but I got the gist of what you're saying, Tim. Appreciate it. Patriot teachers, we need more patriot teachers like you. Keith in Watford City, Grand Bismarck, and others behind him. Lots of text pouring in, too, and we'll check in with Jim the Flagpole Guy. All coming up. He's in D.C. with the Trucker Convoy. Can't miss this.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Is hyperbaric oxygen therapy right for you? Swanson Hyperbarics offers state-of-the-art hyperbaric oxygen treatment. One of the best clinics in the United States is now open right here in Fargo, North Dakota. 3541 25th Street South. Contact them today to learn more about what Swanson could do to help you. Hyperbaric oxygen treatment stimulates healing. It helps patients find relief and resolution from ailments that cannot be treated effectively through traditional methods of medication. It treats infections. A high concentration of oxygen goes into the blood and the bacteria begins to die off, a natural and effective method to fight off infections. And it improves your immune system. Contact Swanson Hyperbarics today for more details. 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930. Or find out more at SwansonHyperbarics.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What do we got going here, Kev? I feel
Smashing Pumpkins.
I feel like I'm getting more and more familiar as it goes. Yes. All right. There we go. All right. Back on What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, the maestro on the music, as always. Super Duke producer Chris Larson here, hard at it. What are you, with you for you today on What's On Your Mind. And we're brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. IAQ is a thing right now. Because I don't think the China virus is going anywhere anytime soon. But it's not just that. There's a lot of things in the air. You remember the whole debate over sick building syndrome? You remember that years ago? Really, the HVAC experts, pros like H.A. Thompson, they fixed that. And really, it's as simple as bad air out, good air in, right? Well, now that's more important than ever. Restaurants, long-term care facilities, hospitals, workplaces, everybody's concerned about that. Your own home, you can be concerned about that. There are actually things that you can do in your home to make sure that, whether it's viruses or molds or anything, out, good air in. Find out more at hatandsons.com. Keith in Watford City, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, you asked the question about whether we thought Biden and his cronies were doing this intentionally or if they were just ignorant. I think it's a lot of both. You know, Biden, he's such a crooked son of a gun, you know, he makes a stake look straight. Because I know they got money coming in from all this, you know, Russia and been extorting from everybody for years, got money coming out of his ears from that. But they've got an agenda against fossil fuels, and he's just dumb enough to follow the people that kind of got him put into office with his Green New Deal outfit. And, you know, he's dumb, and he's doing it on purpose because he's going to make some money out of it one way or another. And you know, up here in McKenzie County, you can see what the oil has done because there's piles and piles of wells got drilled before everything went to pot that need to be fracked yet. And trying to find guys to run the frack crews is kind of a hard deal too at this time, but you know, you can get them if they're going to do it. And then with drilling a lot of this stuff where there's intermingled private and federal land with these horizontal wells, they start out on private land, and they'll run across government land underneath to get over to more private land.
Great point, Keith. That's a great point that I think people miss when you say federal land leases are canceled. It doesn't just impact federal lands. It impacts private lands, too. So some people say, well, there's leases on private land. Why aren't they drilling those? There's a lot of reasons, but one is because the adjacent property is federal lands, and that's banned. So that's one example. Chris Christie was on this week with George Stephanopoulos doing battle with all kinds of woke folks like Jonathan Carl and Donald down in Brazil and whatnot. I thought he did great. Listen to this, Keith. This was on Sunday. See what you think of this debate. Hold on, Kev.
Aggressively armed Ukraine. From the time Joe Biden got in office, if he continued the Trump policy and had continued to aggressively arm Ukraine.
Continued the Trump policy?
No, Trump
is the one that browbeated Zelensky and held back the javelins that Congress had voted to
John, you can continue. And he still, the Ukrainians were armed. And in January of 2021, Joe Biden stopped that policy. The same way he reversed domestic oil production policy. Just in North Dakota alone, 500,000 barrels a day reduced because Biden prevented us taking it out of federal lands. We import 500,000 barrels a day from Russia. We could stop paying blood money to Russia to fund this war if we would increase domestic oil production. But that goes against the president.
The Republicans? Seriously? I mean, Donald Trump tried to play a game with Mr. Zelensky.
And still
he
armed him.
He tried to play a game.
And still armed him.
And was impeached for it. So I think this president has rallied the country, rallied NATO, gotten the Germans. I mean, look at the countries that have come in to help the Ukrainians.
You think that's because of Joe Biden? Or do you think it's because...
Yes, I do believe that Joe Biden has shown leadership. And while you may not like his leadership, he has shown a lot of discipline.
It's because the tanks rolled into Ukraine, and that puts the Russian tanks a lot closer to Germany than they were before they did. You cannot give Joe Biden credit for that. And by the way, Joe Biden did one thing that Donald Trump didn't do. He stopped arming Ukraine. Wait, George, you got to do two things at the same time. And you should be able to. You have to ban Russian oil, and you have to increase domestic production. And that is where Joe Biden's going to have the problem, because he's held captive by the environmental left. John Kerry, his guy, said last week that the real tragedy of Ukraine is it's slowing our efforts on climate change. That will summarize what the far left's view is about domestic oil production.
Climate change, we just saw the UN report this week. This problem is an existential crisis, and it's getting worse.
I don't think any of us are naive.
happens in Ukraine?
I don't think anyone.
Well, people are being slaughtered.
What is the definition of tragedy?
That's what Kerry is talking about.
This is unbelievable. That actually happened.
Wow.
I mean, these are just a bunch of woke, morons piling on like, wait, don't talk any truth about this, stammering about Zelensky and threats that Christy, I think, pointed out quite well. If it was a threat, it didn't happen because he got armed. So, Keith, that exactly is what you were trying to point out here. Christy's got the solution, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of people that think the same way. We could ramp up our oil production in the United States so fast if they could get rid of all the goofy regulations that Biden put back in after he got in office. And, we could thumb our noses at it. Create a lot of good jobs at a time where we need good jobs. Get people back to work after all this COVID BS that we've been dealing with, where people can sit at home and collect unemployment without even looking for a job because they get more that way, and, get back on track with our workers. Never underestimate the spirit of the people of the United States. If they can want to get something done, they'll bail in and do it. If they get the opportunity to do it, they'll go in and take care of things.
And no better example than McKenzie County, the fastest growing county in North Dakota because of oil and gas development, right there. They've been there, done that. Everything that you just described, you've seen this movie before. Great call, Keith. Thank you. Grant Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I think we need to be a little careful with debating the Ukraine situation because of it just seems confusing, the whole deal. Like Zelensky all of a sudden telling everyone where he is all of a sudden? Are we trying to get trapped into something that we really can't win because our supply lines are terrible? Fuel jumps 50 cents in a matter of 5 days, and we don't make anything. We don't control the raw material supply lines. We're just getting set up to get buzzsawed by China if that's what really happens and goes down. I mean, what's the solution here?
What do you make of why he did say, here's where I'm at? I saw it as a show of strength to say, Putin's having these ridiculous meetings with these long tables of people and berating people, acting like just a total madman that he is, and Zelensky's huddling with his generals and saying, here's where I'm at. I'm not afraid. You seem to have read more into that. What do you take out of it?
It just seems like the propaganda war is just a little confusing for, I think, the United States and our leaders to realize. And I just think that they're trying to bait us to get in and push NATO in, and then what?
Grant, appreciate the call. Thanks, Grant, in Bismarck. There are other calls behind him, including Jeff in Jamestown, Gene in Jamestown. Stay tuned. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Violence, destruction, and indiscriminate killing of civilians by Russian soldiers against its Ukrainian neighbor has entered its 13th day. Ukraine President Zelensky continues to defy Russian aggression and holds firm in the capital of Kyiv.
Here is Kyiv in the evening. I stay here in Kyiv at Bankova Street. I don't hide and I'm not afraid of anyone. I will stay here as long as it's necessary to win in our patriotic war.
President Biden has come under growing pressure from Congress and Ukraine to sanction Russia's oil industry. He's hesitated due to concerns about rising energy prices in America. Now, President Biden will announce Tuesday that the United States will ban all imports of Russian oil, natural gas, and coal in response to Russia's deadly aggression.
I want us to send our love and hope to our brothers and sisters in Ukraine.
Dolly Parton at the CMA Awards last night in Las Vegas. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What sounds great for lunch today? PetroServe USA has some suggestions here for you. And none of these are bad. I know Kevin has already got a beeline on that bacon cheeseburger hot dish. That's worth a trip a little north on I-29, Harwood exit. Newly expanded PetroServe USA. Or if you're traveling 94 today, exit 292 Valley City, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. 12th and I-29, PetroServe USA, Sloppy Joe's. It's home cook and grab and go convenience. What a combo. Home cooking you're going to love, and the grab-and-go convenience when you're in a rush. Enough already with the stuff that just, you know, okay, I've had too many of those. Meatloaf or chicken tenders with mac and cheese, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Salisbury Steak, Glendon Salisbury Steak, Yulin, along with tacos, too. Tater Tot Hot Dish, downtown Fargo. Lowest price fuel around, and that's saying something these days. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All day, every day, PetroServe USA, the 4-for-4 special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, two homemade fresh-made cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4 at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, back to your calls in a moment. I want to check in with Rob Schmidt at Newsmax. And Kevin also just heard from Jim the Flagpole guy that he's got a decent cell signal now, so if we can maybe call him and tee him up after Rob. Rob might even like this story because it's pretty phenomenal. This might make Newsmax primetime tonight, for crying out loud. And also wanted to talk a little bit about what can be done. Somebody earlier said, hey, how about Governor Burgum just defies all the federal orders and takes cyber control in North Dakota and allows more of the oil and gas industry to make up the 500,000 barrels from Russia. Adam said, how about lowering the severance tax to next to nothing? For a conservative state, the tax is the highest in the nation on oil. And for what? The legacy fund? Well, you could do a moratorium like that because you are going to have to reduce the cost of business given what's happening federally with the regulations. They do have an impact, but interesting idea there. Rob Schmidt, Newsmax, one of the superstars you see on Newsmax, our go-to source. Thanks for joining us on What's on Your Mind today. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Good to talk to you. Yeah, you know, actually, just right now, as we're talking, Biden is in the middle of this big speech announcing that they're cutting off Russian energy to the United States. It sounds like the UK is going to do the same thing as well. So it took them a lot longer than they should have, and I think they're effectively just responding to polling that indicates, I think, when a Quinnipiac has something like 3 out of 4 Americans think we shouldn't be buying and using Russian energy anymore, but of course, that conflicts with their climate agenda, and they don't want to have to turn the spigots on here in the United States and start saying that they're producing more energy, more oil here in this country. So I think they were in a bit of a pickle, and it's going to be curious to see which direction they go now. because they're not going to be able to buy it from Russia. So I know they started talking to the Venezuelans, which is just another horrible country to buy energy off of. Anything to avoid producing it here in the United States is the main goal. They're going to do whatever they can to make sure they don't make it here, because God forbid we have cheap, efficient energy.
We didn't want to put our listeners through the torture of having to listen to Jim or Joe Biden read this today. But as you mentioned, it is finally happening now. It was scheduled like an hour ago, but typical the Biden folks. The ban on all imports of Russian energy is like a duh moment, right? Why hand them a $77 million check every day for the oil? The big question is, how are we replacing it? As you said, we now have reports that they were actually talking to the Venezuelans in the category of you can't make it up. That's where they go hat in hand. What I'll be most interested to see if there's any softening of the stance that American energy is the way to replace it. I'm not holding out much hope. Are you, Rob?
I'm not. I mean, these people came in and they arbitrarily raised the cost of the energy that is to heat your home this winter. It's cost a fortune, especially. I mean, I heat my house with heating oil. It's been terrible. It's been twice, more than twice as much as it was last winter. To fuel your car, they came in and arbitrarily raised those prices because this country needs to go green. We can't produce as much energy. They sat there and vilified oil and coal and natural gas and all of these ways that we power the world. The problem that they have is that all of their preferred ways are just not ready yet. So they have this situation they don't know how to get out of. And so now what they do is we have all these environmentalists in this country. As I say, they pretend that foreign energy just somehow doesn't pollute so that they can feel better about themselves. Because as long as we're not producing it here, somehow we're greener. If we're just buying it from somewhere else and bringing it in, somehow that makes this country greener. And it doesn't at all. It's all nonsense. But this is how these people, I don't know, I guess this is how they sleep at night. It's comical.
You know, it seems across the country, conservative voices are, and this is like a dumb moment in common as well, but so underrepresented in the mainstream media. Do we ever break this? Do we ever break this grip? I mean, Newsmax doing it, but still, when we look at the totality of, you know, the media, the sources, the grip of the corporate media, if we were to, you know, it's 90-10 liberal voices. What do we do about that?
It is something to see. I mean, when you look at conservative media, obviously underrepresented, far fewer channels and sources, but the ones that we have, you can look at Fox. Fox is a dynamo, right? I mean, they destroy. You can put CNN and MSNBC, you can combine them, and you've got basically what Fox is at this point. For Newsmax, we're the new guys. I mean, we're really new. We're not corporate at all, like Fox is. Fox has become extremely corporate, which, you know, they've managed to, you know, hold on to their prime time, but you can see the liberal agenda moving into Fox in all sorts of different areas during the day. And while their prime time still remains pretty strong. Newsmax has grown leaps and bounds. I mean, I've been at this company for a year and a half. We were so small when I arrived, and it's just been amazing to watch how fast we've ramped up and the numbers have ramped up. Right now, when you look at the numbers, and it's also an indication of how far CNN has fallen, but I mean, we're about half of CNN's audience every night. When I started, we were one tenth of CNN, you know, so I mean, that's how fast the dynamic changes. I do think that this country leans, you know, center right. But I do think that the people that run this country, for whatever reason, I think when you get up into that elitist, stature, when you end up, you know, you work in DC or New York or LA, I just think liberalism somehow is the insidious thing, just takes you over. And I don't know. I don't think they understand. I think it's a huge combination of white guilt and all these other factors that create these people that just say, oh, I have to be liberal now. I have to at least pretend that, you know, I want equality and everything, and I want to share all my wealth, and I want to do all these things that sound so good, even though I really don't. And I think you create an environment like that, and those are the people that own all these media companies, that run all of these corporations. They become woke. It just happens to them. And I think that, you know, for whatever reason, it's hard to keep journalists from going down that path as well. So I remember in journalism school, everybody was liberal. And there was just very few people that aren't. And so I think you get a landscape like we have now.
You know, the beautiful thing, and I include this as a legacy achievement of Donald Trump is this has been exposed. I mean, the corporate media you talk of is no longer a secret as far as the bias that they bring. And the growth of Newsmax is an example where I even think Fox is, yes, conservative, but, you know, extremely corporate and more woke all the time.
Yes.
Do you see the grip lifting? Given the standing of mainstream media in the country, Rob?
I definitely do. And I think that you're seeing it come out in all sorts of different ways. But I think that here's the thing. If the press had done their job effectively the way they should have been for the last, you know, however many years, I mean, the media was always, it always leaned left. I mean, for decades, it leaned left. But I think recently it became militant to the point where it was like, we need to control the narrative with this. And I think that is what created, you know, the atmosphere for the explosion of conservative media, because people realized that they were being fed an agenda. You know, when it was subtle, when it was, you know, I think 20, 30 years ago was a very subtle liberal nature to the media that would kind of piss you off from time to time, but you could kind of digest it. Now it's like, now they've got an agenda, you know, and it's like now they want to implement, they want to install their own. I mean, they protect one administration and vilify the other, as we saw with Trump versus Biden or Trump versus Obama. I mean, when that happened, they created a beast, and I don't think they understood what they did. If they could have just played it more down the middle and done their job, there wouldn't be this huge lane for places like Fox, for places like Newsmax and all of these other online Daily Caller, Breitbart. They created this. It was of their own doing. And then as much as they hate it, that's the funniest irony of the whole thing, is that it's simply their own fault. There wouldn't be this demand for what we do if news in this country had been done right.
Before you go, I have to find out what the latest is on Medco. It's a major local cable provider here in the region, 11 liberal news networks, only one quote-unquote conservative. Any progress in getting Medco to carry Newsmax as a basic news channel?
Yeah, so that's where it comes in, is that they want to launch this on this, I guess it's an IPTV system that they have in that region. And that's like another tier where you'd have to, like, I think the customers of Midco would have to pay additionally just to get Newsmax, instead of us just being on the standard, you know, on the standard cable box where we'd be right next to Fox and, you know, MSNBC and everybody else, and we'd be right there. They want to put us in this different tier. So the negotiation continues for us to try and get, so that people have another option. Like you said, you've got 11, you know, left-leaning networks. You only have Fox as the one conservative in an area of the country that leans right. How does that make any sense? You know, you have more than 50% of the people are obviously conservative Republicans in that area, and then it's you only have about 8% of the news stations representing that. That doesn't make any sense, but we're fighting it. It's a fight that's happening, obviously, on the other side of the offices from me, but you know, we're pushing as hard as we can, and we just hope that Midco understands that, you know, you need representation. I mean, this network is growing very fast. We've got 53 million subscribers in various different platforms. We're on all the big ones, DirecTV, Charter, you know, all the majors carry us. So it's just about getting us on Midco and treating us fairly.
And the Newsmax app, which is so easy to download on the phone and cost you zero.
Yeah.
Nothing. I love it. In a moment, we're going to go live to Washington, D.C. We have a good friend who's a regular contributor on the program, Jim the Flagpole Guy, who embedded with the North Dakota Trucker Convoy. Get a load of this. I hope I hear about this on Newsmax tonight in prime time. Capitol Police has told the truckers, if you go on the Beltway, we will impound your vehicle. And by the way, if you have a child in there that is not of legal age, we will take that child to social services, because you're obviously not fit to be a parent. And if you have any pets, we'll take the pets and we'll euthanize them. Welcome to Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. Can you believe that? This is what's happening right now.
It's all, we're going down a dark path. They have vilified everybody that doesn't agree with.
It is nothing short of astonishing. Jim the Flagpole, with that story, Jim the Flagpole Guy, when we come back. Rob Schmidt of Newsmax, thank you. Great.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hank in North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann, BuickGMC.com. New arrivals daily, Buick and GMCs. Check out the AT4 lineup, by the way. New Sierras are gorgeous. But hurry before they're gone. Some 0% money out there, too. All the details at Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Jim the Flagpole Guy is here. As you know, he has literally embedded with the trucker convoy all the way, Minot, the stop in Bismarck, Fargo, on into Minnesota, and said, I'm going to keep going with these guys. And we're glad he did, because we're getting a first-hand report of what's happening. First of all, Jim, tell us exactly what dialogue you've had with the truckers related to the plan to go into the nation's capital? What have you been told by Capitol Police about that plan?
Yesterday morning, Scott, what had happened was we arrived at our location. We got there at midnight. And then so there was some contention in the air already because there was a bait and switch, and we fell into the enemy's arms, and we got out of there, but there was some issues with us where we were supposed to stay. So then everyone's up in arms, and then one of the coordinators got on the PA, and he said, all right, we will not travel the Beltway. If you travel the Beltway, you will be arrested. If you have children with you, your children will go to social services. Child protective services. If you have an animal, and that animal is, if you're in jail for 8 days, your animal will be euthanized. And now, boy, I tell you what, there are some peaceful protesters starting to get riled. So they called the Capitol Police, and the coordinator's like, look, this is what they said. You're going to hear it for yourself. So they put the Capitol Police online, and the Capitol Police confirmed that. And then there was some riled, oh man. So it took 2 hours of deliberation, and finally they had a gathering, and they said, all right, this is the deal. We have worked it out with the Capitol Police and told them that they cannot stop us, number one, but we have a right to peacefully protest. So then they worked out a deal where the police will support the trucker convoy to go through if they keep one lane open for emergency vehicles. But the problem is the fact that, number one, that they had to use threats and then threaten us to the point where they're going to take our children and kill our animals and lock you up. So I would believe they threatened a January 6th type threat where, you know, you know what, these guys are still in jail and, you know, you're playing by our rules now. This is our town. And we said, oh, no, you're not. now, I can, this is what I'm speaking for the group.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the fact that somebody even thought that was okay to utter and threaten obviously means they don't want any sense of what this trucker convoy represents anywhere within any kind of parameter of Washington, D.C., which is chilling. I can't believe it. So what is the plan now, given this? And they're saying keep a lane open. I mean, if truckers are in one lane, how do you have any control over the other lane? What's the plan now?
Okay, so the coordinators yesterday on the way to Maryland, because we were evicted from where we were promised we'd be, they decided they're going through the Beltway, but they're all going to stay in one lane. And their flashers are going to be on. They're going to follow all the laws, and they will not deviate, because this is a peaceful protest. The truckers came in peace. What I want to bring up, anybody that's maybe new to all this, this trucker convoy has started out by just being upset with what's going on in D.C. So then they started the grassroots movements for a trucker convoy. Well, what the federal government fails to understand, and I reminded you yesterday that I believe that there was between 80 and 100,000 people between Minot, North Dakota, and Thornburg, Virginia, on so many overpasses, so many frontage roads, so many buildings are on top of the roofs, for God's sake. They're farm fields. They're everywhere. The American people are, number one, becoming united. And the federal government and our elected officials better understand that these truckers aren't going anywhere until our voices are heard and changes are made. We the people, for the people. The narrative is, I'm going to change. So
we're so glad you're so glad. Yeah. Go ahead. Finish. Sorry.
please, listeners, please, if the listeners could please, you know, I just want to pick scripture, Isaiah 65, 8 through 16, read that, and just pray in the spirit of unity and against what God hates. And I believe God is directing these people. They're not, they're of sound mind, and they're fighting for us. And if there's a power that DC is about to figure out.
And it sounds like it already has, to push back the original response. Wow. Jim, praying for you. Keep doing it. Keep us posted.
Everybody contact the representative.
Yep.
And, everybody contact the representative.
They need to know this is happening. Thank you, Jim. Jim, the flagpole guy. More on that tomorrow. Ron Ness in the seat tomorrow. God bless, folks. Thanks.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
With Kinder Care in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.